With Bill Flaherty. He's Regional Director of National Grid. Bill, what are we expecting today?
Today, the storm has slowed a little bit, so we're certainly predicting later today the winds will pick up in our area. The rain is not forecasted to be that much, but we've been preparing for this now for since early last week. We've got crews that are stationed and at this point kind of waiting to see what happens and then certainly reacting to it.
Are there particular areas that are expected to have worse outcomes from what you've been seeing?
This is a widespread storm, as the media has obviously been reporting for quite a while now. It extends 500 miles for kind of the tropical wind effect and then far beyond that. So really, it's all of our service territory, and it's pretty hard to predict. We've gotten forecasts for wind speeds, 30, 40, and upwards to 50 with gusts. So it's at this point, all of our areas are prepared equally.
Tell us a little bit more about some of those preparations you've made. I mean, what kind of crews are on hand? Do you have outside workers who have come in?
We have plenty of that. There's basically hundreds of crews that are now stationed throughout our service territory. We're using both all of our internal resources, obviously. We've got contractor crews that are now in place. We're trying to continue to try to get more contractor crews. This is the type of storm, though, that the impact is so wide, and it's all up and down the East Coast here, the 95 corridor, that everybody is, kind of hunkered down and kind of waiting to see what the impact is. So we've done, a pretty good job in getting as many crews as we can in position to be ready for this. So that's the biggest prep on the front end. But then there's all the logistical prepping. We got our staging sites ready. We have all our people ready. For example, down in New York City, it's a particular challenge down there with some of the infrastructure, the subway system shut down. We've got people in place even before that happened. So all of this has been taking place between the middle of last week, over the weekend, and we're going to sort of wait it out now and see what happens.
You know, we've been hearing some mentions of possibly days without power. What has been the worst case scenario as you've game planned your preparation?
Well, that's a difficult one. We're certainly expecting power outages. The wind is going to be significant and over a wide area and for a long duration. We're expecting that to pick up at least in upstate New York this afternoon and into tomorrow. Out of the gate, safety is going to be our primary concern. We'll wait, wires down, and any kind of safety issues in the communities are going to be addressed. But we really need to sort of wait for the winds to calm down before we can get out there and do the damage assessments and then get crews out there to actually do the physical work of putting the wires back up. Difficult to say. We're certainly, with the impacted areas, it's going to be days. But at this point, it's a kind of a difficult thing to say.
Now, what about people who may have questions about their power? Is there a place they can check to see when the power might be coming back, or is that still too far out with the storm approaching?
They can. We have a website that people can get on and find out, in their different communities when we expect service back. Those estimated times will take a little bit of time to populate the system and get that accuracy, because like I said, we're not going to be able to do, in some instances, damage assessments until the storm passes. That's one resource. They can call us at our 1-800 number as well, 1-800-857-5222, which is another good point, too, that, anyone that sees any wires down or has a power outage, that's the number, the 1-800-857-5222. That's the number to call and let us know. And I think the website is another good resource to go. Let me just repeat that number again, 1-800-867-5222.
Certainly these are their own separate storms, but did the Hurricane Irene and Lee situation help you plan for this freak storm in any better way?
Yeah, it did. I mean, every storm, you do learn something. We've done a lot of investment in our infrastructure. Our tree trimming and hazard tree removal, we've done a lot of that since Irene. We learned a lot in mobilizing crews in the communications. I mean, I think we did a pretty good job in Irene. I think we need to continue all of that, and let's hope for the best.
Okay, so now if I'm at home and the power goes out, what steps should I take as it relates to National Grid? Do I call you and report it out? Do I, you know, try to go online? What do I do in my house?
Yeah, well, I think, without power, there may be some impact on whether you can get online or call, but on cell phone, certainly you can call. We're definitely ramping up our social media. That's a way folks can find out information as well. But, yeah, the key is get the call into us. Let us know. I think in terms of being prepared, I think it's a good thing for people to think in terms of a multiple-day outage possibility here. They should prepare. Today would be a good day. Emergency kind of kits, the flashlights, the water, that type of thing. Having some other arrangements as a possibility with other family members, perhaps, and watching out for neighbors. You know, if you have neighbors, elderly neighbors, a good thing to kind of keep in touch as this thing plays out.
That's Bill Flaherty, Regional Director for National Grid. Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us.
You're welcome, Ian. Thank you.